This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Charlie Chaplin became a worldwide icon through his screen persona, The Tramp, and is considered the greatest comic of silent film era. Wella Capella, the team that brought you Vincent and Mad About the Boys, together with the Theatre on the Square, is now bringing you The Tramp, the Charlie Chaplin musical. And playing the role of the Tramp is the young, talented, indeed award-winning Daniel Anderson. The play is written and directed by Amanda Botmer and accompanied on piano by Paul Pereira. And I'm absolutely delighted to have Daniel back in the studio as my guest to talk about it. Daniel, welcome.
Hello, so lovely to be back. Wasn't that long ago?
No, it wasn't. So how do you transition so quickly from Master Harold and the Boys being Master Harold to Charlie Chaplin? And indeed, let's not forget Vincent.
It is a compartmentalizing exercise, I suppose. But it's not easy because... Yeah, they're so vastly different. All of them are so vastly different. But I think that it's my job, and so I have to be able to do it. And so I try and keep things neat and tidy in my head, and that helps.
Because the transition has been quite... Well, I mean, there are a couple of things we can say. One, the transition between Master Harold and the Tramp is quite quick.
It's crazy.
But also, you've been doing Vincent for a very long time, so compartmentalizing him must also be quite difficult.
Yeah, it's really difficult. We were rehearsing the Tramp during the day while Master Harold was running.
Sure.
So that helped the exercise, I think, is that I had to just pack the one away and take the other one out. And actually, this coming Tuesday, I'm flying to Bloemfontein to do one show of Vincent in the middle of the Tramp run. So yeah, one has to do that. It's the job. Being an actor, I suppose, is you're playing a character. You're not yourself. But you do put so much of yourself into, as you know.
Well, you particularly. I mean, that really is your skill, in that you seemingly become the character that you portray.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the very complicated Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And his persona.
Yeah,
the Tramp.
So complex.
And he had such a difficult life, such a hard beginning, like so many actors and actresses, actually. Well, I suppose like so many people generally come to think of it.
I mean, so when you can reach that level of success from such a humble beginning, it's very impressive. But I think the reason we see that so often in the arts and in successful people is because they want to make a change, you know. They want to change things, and Charlie certainly did do that.
And what was nice, we can talk about the musical now and bringing in the songs and all the rest, but it doesn't kind of whitewash Charlie and his preference seemingly for young women.
You know, the interesting that so this show it's been our most complicated project, our most adventurous project as well. Vincent, believe it or not, is easy. That's an easy show to perform because Vincent was a tragic character, and his story revolves around love and wanting love and not getting love. And that's something we can all relate to. So this is completely different. And I want to entrench that because, yes, it's the same team that brought you Vincent, but we take great pride in the fact that it's very different, and that we're able to bring you something different from a different character. But that's the reason we decided that we had to tell the story from the perspective of the persona, the Tramp.
Right.
Because I can't stand on stage as Charlie Chaplin and excuse myself for the controversial things that happen. But where I'm playing this, the pure essence of Chaplin, who is the Tramp, I believe, inside of the man, the pure essence of him, the alter ego, the Tramp, to be able to step on the outside and go, oh, it was so good. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? We could have had it like this, and it was going so well until you did that. So the lamenting of it is really where the heartbreak comes in.
Yeah, and it is it's a brilliant production. It really is. And the lyrics, I'm not Robin Sasson, so I don't have the words to put in to say, kind of capture the performance. We wait for her review. But really, it is an absolutely captivating performance.
Okay? Thank you.
It's got everything theatre should have: comedy, pathos, music, and a really powerful story. And Why Amanda's choice of character? I mean, how does she find them?
You know, it's a mixing pot. Amanda and I, we worked together for so long. I was 10 years old when we started working together, and I'm 25 now. So it's been a long journey, and so we understand each other very well. And there's this instinct of we just know what needs to come next. I think the reason for it is that we don't base our choices on what we think people will like, but rather what we think will challenge us as artists. Both her and I, and push us, stretch us, and how that can happen. Because I think when you keep the work at the core of it and creating good work, people will enjoy. People must enjoy. So that's how she chooses them. We want to push ourselves and tell broader, bolder stories, and so that's how it happens.
And keeping, in a way, you're saying we keep true to the art.
Yeah.
So we're not a crowd pleaser.
No.
But if that's an, that will come automatically.
Yeah, if that's a byproduct,
which it invariably is, because you are being true to the art. The songs chosen. I mean, is that also? I mean, like my husband said to me after the performance last night, I was like, wow, a musical with only one performer doing that whole range is so taxing.
It is taxing, and especially with this one, because with Vincent and even like Mad About the Boys is a slightly more physical exercise. Vincent is not at all. I stand still for most of the show, and so that really becomes just about the music and the singing. But with Charlie Chaplin, you have to be physical. So, and you're playing various roles, and it's as a very complex story. So, it's been a great challenge for me. I've grown a lot, I've learned a lot, and I feel very blessed to be able to work with the kind of material that I've been given. So it's wonderful.
And in a way, I mean, it's just as well that you are young, 25, because that is physically quite demanding.
Yeah.
I mean, not just the singing, but
and I'm a coastal boy, so I come from sea level. So when I'm up here in Joburg, it's difficult to breathe at the best of times. And so put me on a stage where I'm singing and I'm dancing and I'm moving, and so it is. But I think that what we are trying to do is tap into that freneticism. These pieces do have a life of their own, you know, and to create, it was hysteria. That's what happened with Charlie Chaplin. It was hysteria on two levels. One, on Chaplin hysteria, because he was so excellent, and then the hysteria of the political landscape at the time, and so we've tried to marry those two together. And of course our big goal is really to take the American government figures at the time, and to make them into these real clowns, because that's actually what they were, just ridiculous, you know, and the accusations and the need to get Chaplin out, you know. So I think that it's all packed into one show, and I hope it works.
So we're going to take a short break, and then afterwards we'll talk a little bit about expectations around shows and what it's like for you.
Mm. Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Are you looking for delicious Mediterranean delicacies? Look no further than the original Friends Bakery in Sandringham. Our mouth-watering selection includes sabras, pitas, shawarma, falafel, pastries and burekas. We even cater for special occasions and offer delivery straight to your door. And on Fridays, we serve up exotic Shabbos dishes that will leave your taste buds dancing. Don't wait. Come into our store at 17 Ann Street in Sandringham, or give us a call on 076-108-0085 to place your order today. The original Friends Bakery, where every bite is a taste of heaven.
Do you want to learn to read Hebrew? With Jigsy's Fast Track Hebrew Reading Course, you'll be reading in just 6 easy online units. It's the perfect way to start reading Hebrew prayers with confidence. Hi FM listeners, get a 50% discount if you sign up by the end of July. Visit www.jewishinteractive.org/chai and let's get reading.
Did you know Chai FM has a stimulus package for small businesses? It's 5 as a day for 5 days for 5,000 Rand. It's on a month-to-month basis and designed to get feet through your business. This ad is the same length and frequency of the campaign, so when you hear it, you're hearing the Chai 5 deal in action. Interested to apply? Email me, Kathy with a K at chaifm.com.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
To award-winning actor Daniel Anderson, and we are talking about The Tramp, the Charlie Chaplin musical that is currently on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. Are you worried about people's expectation following your incredible performances, Vincent and Mad About the Boys?
It has been a challenge for us. People's expectations. I mean, our art form. Yes, we don't create for success necessarily. We create to tell a story, but our art form relies on people to come, you know, and to keep it alive. So, but there was definitely a point in the process where Amanda and I looked at each other and we said, it doesn't matter what people think about Vincent, because Vincent won't die. It will always be there. It will carry on going. And so, in fact, our objective here should be to create something that is different. It uses the same format, but something that is so different to Vincent, so that you cannot compare the two. And I think that, in a way, we have achieved that. It is very different to Vincent, for all its elements. And so, yes, it's a worry, but I think that the important thing for us as artists is to stretch ourselves. I'm not going to create another Vincent. That's never going to happen.
No.
And I don't think I must ever try to do that.
No. And your byline, as it were, is the life of Chaplin is closely woven through his beloved Tramp character, where the line between comedy and tragedy is often blurred. Mm. The story begs the question, who came first, Charlie or the Tramp? And I think that's kind of what you're exploring. So it is a very complex piece, as you said before.
Mm.
What do you think that relationship was?
So I think, well, Chaplin himself said that life is tragedy in close-up, but comedy in long shot, or wide shot, using film terms. And that is so true. So what we've done with the production is we've separated the artist and the character so that you create the sense of somebody who's been there through everything with you and represents the pure essence, the child in us. We all have that. We all have our child in us somewhere, and somewhere along the line that gets corrupted. And that is heartbreaking. It's a thing that everybody can relate to. And so the Tramp for us is the pure Chaplin, is the Chaplin before meteoric fame, is the Chaplin who was in the Lambeth workhouse, the Lambeth orphanage. And so for as long as they were together, they were a team. Things went well. And the moment Chaplin abandoned that part of himself, and in our character, it's a different person. In our story, it's a different person. The moment that he abandons that is when things go wrong for him. And that's when you open up the door for so many people to try and get in. And people, you know, Michael Jackson, I think, once said, the bigger the star, the wider the target. And that's exactly
what happened to him. Yeah. He was a victim of his own success at some level.
And Chaplin is the same. So I think that, so we entreat people to come and experience something that is different to Vincent, and experience something that's different to Mad About the Boys, and meet somebody new, hopefully.
Let's talk about the music. I mean, obviously, every song, I think, was there to stretch you as an artist, and wow, you rose to the occasion.
Oh, thank
you. Tell me about how that compilation came about. And
so that's part of the format that we work in. It's actually traditional cabaret. People in many spaces and places don't really get cabaret because our perception of it is fishnet stockings and rhinestones. But cabaret is really just this hybrid format where you take existing material and you put it into a new context and see what happens. It's got its roots in vaudeville, actually, which is interesting in the Charlie Chaplin story, because our whole show is a vaudevillian essence, actually, was Chaplin himself begun in vaudeville, and so it's all interconnected. So we take music that nobody will expect, and we put it in the new context, and we show people that everything somebody else has gone through, somebody else has gone through that as well, and so it all works, you know, in a sense. It's the same with Vincent, and it's the same format, but the songs in Charlie Chaplin were particularly difficult to select because Vincent's story is about love. Yeah. And so many songs are written about love. Charlie Chaplin's story is not necessarily about love, but it was so inspiring to me. For instance, 99 Red Balloons,
yes,
is about communism and misinformation, which is exactly what happened with Chaplin.
Yeah, I must say, the songs are more modern than I was expecting. Mm. And it's the first time I actually heard the words,
yeah,
of 99 Red Balloons. And I mean, it's a song I'm very familiar with, but wow, that was incredibly powerful. And,
yeah.
And what's so incredibly beautiful, and we're going to give the details of it now, but just how simple and effective the stage and the sets were in conveying that story. Craig is indicating it is time to wrap up. But before we do, obviously those details.
Yes, so we're on at Theatre on the Square until the 26th or 27th. I don't know. I think it's the 27th, Sunday. And our show's on 7:30 every night, 5 o'clock on a Saturday, 8 p.m. on a Saturday, and 3 p.m. on a Sunday. And you can get those tickets at web tickets or just by calling the theatre directly.
Well, I really encourage our community to go and to the show. It is magnificent. Thank you so much for coming in. That was Daniel Anderson, and we have been talking about the show, The Tramp, the Charlie Chaplin musical on at the theatre. I'd like to say thanks very much to Craig for producing, and thanks to all of you for listening. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on charisse@sajabd.org. If you would like to know what the board is doing, please visit our social media pages. And until next week, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.